This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Tonight on ESPN Television, episodes 5 and 6 of The Last Dance will premiere. Our coverage here on ESPN 1000 of The Last Dance is presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill. Throughout The Last Dance month of this airing on ESPN Television, Abdallah, here on Bleck and Abdallah, we have taken the time each show that we host to have a segment called Bulls Backstory. We take a deeper look into a highlight, a storyline, something that took place throughout the Jordan era as we're kind of watching along with The Last Dance. Today, we take a look on Bulls Backstory at the flu game. It was 1997, the series in the NBA Finals, the Bulls and the Utah Jazz. The series tied at 2 games apiece. Heading into Game 5, the flu game, Michael Jordan giving one of his all-time great performances in the NBA.
Yeah, and if you look at that, obviously, you know, the backstory is the night before he was feeling sick, he calls Tim Grover into his hotel room, tells him he doesn't feel well, whether it's the flu, whether it's food poisoning from some bad pizza. Either way, he needs fluids, he needs all this treatment, he needs all this stuff. He feels like absolute crap. He goes out, scores 39 points. They win the game, obviously, on he did hit not the last shot, but he hit a 3 at the end of the game. If you break down the box score, Chris, he only had 2 points in the third quarter and 15 points in the fourth quarter. 15 points in the fourth quarter after playing all of that game, dehydrated, aching, body aches. You've had the flu before. You've been hungover. You know what it's like to play and to be a little under the weather and still have to perform. And he did it. And he hit one of the game-winning shots. He had, you know, Luke Longley had the dunk at the end, obviously, to put them up. But it was still, you know, his three-pointer that put them over the hump. And it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite Jordan moments because I've had to work hungover before. It sucks.
It's the most relatable Jordan's ever been.
It's the most relatable Jordan's been ever been to me. Like you and I have been producing here for a long time. I think I got to do something with Randy Merkin this week. He's like, you've been here for 13 years. I was like, what, been here for 13 years?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
it's been a minute.
And Tyler producing the show today. Tyler, you're 23. When I was your age, I'd have to have an intern wake me up to produce the show because I was so hungover sometimes.
Let's not make this about you. Let's keep it on Jordan.
But I'm trying to say that this is why it's relatable.
Yes.
Like, because I've done this. And I've not, you know, played an NBA Finals
game.
Listen,
you didn't do this.
I didn't do this. But ultimately, like, whether it's hungover or sick or the flu, like, this is, to me, his one of his best feats.
Yeah, you could argue that this is, like, if you want to say this is his masterpiece, you could say that this and then probably the last game in 98 against the Jazz, those are the two masterpieces to Jordan's career. And to your point, in the box score, in the second quarter, he had 17 points. In the fourth quarter, he had 15 points. He ends the game with 38. He had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. He played 44 minutes with the flu. So this is the setup. Heading into Game 5, we go to the NBA on NBC broadcast to Marv Albert. Here, after the music has played, here's Albert setting the scene courtside with Matt Gukas Bill Walton, Gukas, and Marv Albert all on the court heading into Game 5 of the 1997 NBA Finals.
Now, the big story here tonight, the story concerning Michael Jordan's physical conditions. This Jordan arriving about 2 hours ago. He is suffering from flu-like symptoms. Made his way onto the court just moments ago, and as you see right here, looking a bit shaky. He was up all last night, spent all day in bed, did not eat at all, did not go to the shoot-around earlier today, did not practice, so his status is uncertain. Ahmad Rashad and Jim Gray will have more on this as the game progresses. Matt, this on top of the Bulls, coming off the extremely disappointing loss the other night. A game they led by five with about 2.5 minutes to go. Coming off that kind of defeat, what is Chicago's approach tonight?
Well, Chicago can't worry about the missed opportunity to win game four, but they can learn from it, especially ways to get Michael Jordan better shots if he can be effective. The Bulls need more of Michael in the post, even if he has to back it in. He can get his own shot against anybody or find one for a teammate. More of this. Set that pick for Jordan. It creates driving space. Utah has trouble defending pick and roll just like everybody else. And get him on the move where he has a chance to get fouled. No free throw attempts in game four for Jordan. And all the Bulls are taking and missing too many jump shots. Not enough offensive rebounding. Just under 10 a game as Dennis Rodman continues to flounder. Now for Chicago to pull off a win here tonight in Utah. Not only does Michael Jordan have to be special while he's not feeling very well, but the rest of the Bulls will have to elevate their game as well.
As for the Utah Jazz, who have been on fire the last two games, they've certainly turned things around. Bill, you look back over the course of the illustrious career of John Stockton, there have been many magnificent games, but Sunday night here in Game 4 was a defining moment for John Stockton.
Marv, it all crystallized for John as he emphatically reminded us that more than anything else, it's a mental game. But John Stockton has not been alone as the entire Jazz team has responded since their return here to Utah. Now, the offense has found itself. They're getting to the line and making them. They're passing the ball. They're pounding the glass. But in the end, for Utah, their championship dream always comes down to Karl Malone. After a very passive start, he's returned to the physical game. He needs to realize just how much better he is than every single member of this full front line. And when they get in his way, hey, knock him down, and if necessary, step on their face. Now, while everybody else has been throwing the petals, the rose petals at the feet of Michael Jordan, the view from here is this is Karl Malone's night. He has to show the world just how great a player he is. Marv, the Jazz, they have to win tonight if their dream is going to come true.
Okay, so I had Tyler keep in the clip with Bill Walton there and breaking down the Jazz because if you go back to the time, remember, Karl Malone won the MVP in 97. Jordan won it in 98. Malone wins it again in 99. In the 97 finals, there was this conversation that Karl Malone was the best player in the world. And so you hear it there in the game setup. This is the opportunity for Karl Malone to prove that he is the best player in the world. Step on their face. Whatever Bill Walton said there, right? This is his opportunity. He goes out and scores 19 points, 7 of 17 from the field in 33 minutes, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and the Jazz lose. So, like, the setup going into the game, right? Jordan's health. And then also, it is now time for Karl Malone to take the mantle as the best player in the world, which he never does, mm-hmm. right? Like, that never takes place. Well, but people were really rooting for Karl Malone to take over what Jordan was doing.
The Jazz also hadn't lost at home in that playoff, in those playoffs yet. So this was a huge game for them. Obviously, the Bulls go up 3-2 at the end of this game. And if the Jazz go up 3-2, who knows what happens at the end? You know, only having to win one more game, they could have ultimately won the series after this one. Obviously, that's fact. They could have won. But, you know, it was such a pivotal game in the series because of how good the Jazz had been at home leading up to this.
So we go to Ahmad Rashad standing courtside right before tip. Here's his report on Jordan's health before the game. Game 5 of the 97 finals takes place.
After more on the shoot club, let's check in with the Dean, Ahmad Rashad.
All right, thanks, Marv. At 3:30 this morning, Michael Jordan woke up with flu-like symptoms. He had a stomach ache and a headache, and he couldn't go back to sleep. He threw up all night, and as reported earlier, he missed the shoot-around, but he was in bed all day and continued to throw up. As a matter of fact, he got in here early, but I went to talk to him back in the back room. He was in a dark room trying to get some rest, but still throwing up. And, Marv, I talked to him. I said, how do you feel? He said, I really feel horrible. But his history in games where he's either been hurt or sick has been bad news for the opponent. And as you can see, he's ready to go tonight. Marv?
All right, thanks, Ahmad.
So, okay, the reason I had that kept in there, right, the clip of Ahmad Rashad, he tells you exactly how sick Jordan was. And then he reminds people right before tip, you know, when Jordan's been sick before or injured before, he usually gives his best performances. So the scene was set, and the Bulls and the Jazz play a tight game going into the fourth quarter. That's where we find at the end of the game, Abdallah mentioned it earlier, Jordan hits a big three-point shot, but that comes after he misses a free throw and gets his own offensive rebound, keeps the possession for the Chicago Bulls. Take a listen to this.
46 and 5/10 seconds. Free throw shooter during the season. And the game is tied at 85.
Marv, the Bulls have been here so many times. The huge games, year after year. The confidence, the poise, the determination, the discipline and organization down the stretch, all paying off right now with Jordan masterfully at the line.
For the possession with 40 seconds remaining. The game tied at 85.
Such a great line.
Ostertag puts it to one.
You got a foul right now. You got a foul. Karl Malone, what are you doing?
We're down to 10 seconds.
You got a foul.
As they open the floor, Barkley able to put it home for Tony Kukoc. 3-point Chicago lead with 6 2/10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
That's hard to believe that you could lose track of time and score as Karl Malone did there right next to Pippen. He does have 5 fouls. No excuse. Should have committed one there.
Michael Jordan playing on heart and spirit. The missed free throw here. Everybody standing there. And then the furthest guy from the ball, Michael Jordan, comes up with it. And then he backs it out. They post up Scotty. And then for no reason, they double team Scotty down low and leaving Michael Jordan. He knocks down this three, gives him the huge lead. And then the total exhaustion on the bench. Michael Jordan sucking air, got the back massage from Scottie Pippen. I think Chicago just fouls right here, makes it a free throw game the rest of the way.
Okay, so the Bulls go on to win 90-88. And of course, Marv Albert nails the line after Jordan hits that 3-point shot to kind of put them ahead to take control of the game like a boxer up against the ropes. And that's what Jordan looked like in obviously the famous shot of Michael in Scotty's arms walking to the bench is what Bill Walton was talking about there as they headed into the commercial break. And the Bulls go on to win that game. After the game, Jordan and Pippen postgame on the court.
2/10 of a second remaining. The inbounds and the Chicago Bulls have defeated the Utah Jazz to take a 3-2 lead. They win it 90-88. A courageous, classic performance by the flu-ridden Michael Jordan. A performance that I think will go down as one of the greatest of his career because of the situation. Let's go to Ahmad Rashad. Ahmad?
Michael, one of the great performances, the way you were feeling. You played 44 minutes. It was all about will.
Yeah, you know, it's all about desire. You just got to come out here and do what you got to do. You wanted it real bad, you know, and me as a leader, I had to come out and do my best, and hopefully the team could rally around me and come out and make contributions.
Never any doubt down the stretch. How weak were you?
I was really tired. I was very weak. At halftime, I told Phil that use me in, you know, spurts. But, I mean, somehow I found the energy. Just stay strong. I wanted it really bad.
All right. Congratulations on a great game, Michael. Get some rest.
Thanks.
And we'll see you on Friday. Let's go over to Jim Gray.
All right. Thank you very much, Ahmad. Scotty, what can you say about your teammate, Michael Jordan? You've seen this guy do everything. Have you ever seen him play under these kind of conditions and this illness?
No, I haven't. You know, it was a hell of an effort for him, you know, just to be able to come out and play in this game. And the effort that he gave us today was unbelievable. You know, as his teammates, you know, we should have stepped up and played much better basketball. But we really appreciate the way that he steps up and shows his leadership to our ball club.
What did he say to you guys? It looked as though at one point on the bench, like he nearly was exhausted and couldn't continue.
Well, he pretty much was. You know, he felt like he was going to faint. I guess he was pretty dehydrated and just tired. But, you know, he gutted it out. And, you know, we owe this win to him, man. He did everything that he could to carry us.
So that's Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan after the game on NBC, the NBA and NBC. How about Jordan? Use me sparingly. Use me in spurts. He played 44 minutes.
I know. So throughout The Last Dance, Jordan has not been shy about just saying stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, tonight, you know, they focus on the Jordan rules, not the Pistons Jordan rules, the book that Sam Smith wrote.
Right.
And there's a point, if you saw the preview for it leading into tonight, there's a point where they ask about sources, and he goes, it was horse. Like, he doesn't care about saying things. I hope that when they get to this game, because I don't think they do in these next two episodes. I think it's coming up. But if he just looks at the camera and goes, oh, that's hungover.
Like,
think about it. It's the flu game, right?
Right.
Did anybody else on the team get sick? Else on the team miss any games with the
also,
flu?
Also, does the flu just hit you for
disappear
like 24 hours?
And, yeah.
I don't know.
Food poisoning, I can understand. I get food poisoning. Like, it's the one thing you can, like, call off work from, and people are like, yeah, okay, 24 hours, I get it.
And there's also...
he was throwing up and, like, all that kind of stuff.
There's articles that have been published since then that suggest, and there's people who were there, his agent, other people that were there, saying that it was food poisoning because of the people who brought the pizza to the room service. The room service that brought it to the door, mm-hmm. It was four guys who were all kind of laughing to each other.
Yeah.
And the people in the room with Jordan thought it was weird, yet Jordan's the only one that ate the pizza that night.
But what do
so
you
he's
do
the only one
to
that got
food
sick.
To make it...
Listen, man, I don't want to know. Listen, there's a lot of sick people out there who mess with food. I don't want to know.
When you get food poisoning, it's like something from something undercooked or something
like
that.
Yeah.
But like, what would you do?
I don't want to know.
That's why it would be awesome if he was just like, I was hungover.
So Jordan scores 38 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 44 minutes. He went 13 of 27 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. He got to the line 12 times. He made 10. The flu game, the Bulls win the game 90-88. They go on to win the NBA Finals in Game 6 at home to win the 97 championship, and that was Steve Kerr hitting the game winner there. So that's our Bulls backstory for today and all of our Bulls coverage of The Last Dance and Last Dance Mondays right here on ESPN 1000s presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
If you're not on Twitch, the chat room right now is very, very funny. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Can you read me some of the comments when we come back?
I mean, I don't know. People are speculating as to what you could have done to the food and that kind of stuff.
Come on.
But
let's
like,
keep it clean.
I'll tell you in the break.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.